This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Along the western edge of Colorado Springs, Colorado, firefighters are battling flames, heat, and strong winds as they try to keep even more of the city from burning. The massive Waldo Canyon fire has displaced about 32,000 people and destroyed an untold number of homes. It's also threatening the U.S. Air Force Academy. From Colorado Public Radio, Megan Verlee reports.
When Incident Commander Rich Harvey stepped in front of reporters this morning, he opened with what many would consider an understatement.
It's almost a historically challenging day.
65-mile-an-hour winds and drought-crisped vegetation combined to turn a mountain wildfire into an inferno this week, a fast-moving blaze that tore across roads, through fire breaks, and down into the western edges of Colorado's second-largest city. As Harvey spoke, an occasional flake of ash drifted out of the hot, dirty morning air. He promised the crews under his command would spend the day battling the fire on all sides.
Firefighters are kind of one of those critters that when you kick them, they get back up tougher the next day. And they're going to go out there with smiles on their faces and try to do a good job for you all today.
There are now more than 1,000 firefighters working on the blaze. Hotshot crews out in the wild areas and municipal fire trucks in the burning neighborhoods. They're part of a massive national effort focused on Colorado. The most destructive fire in the state's history has been burning for weeks now near the Wyoming border. And just yesterday, a new blaze popped up to threaten the city of Boulder. But Harvey promised the Waldo Canyon fire would get the resources it needs.
We've gone through federal ordering systems. We've gone neighbor to neighbor. We've tapped friends. We have done everything we can to get the right resources here to do the job.
As crews race to get control of the fire, normal life in Colorado Springs is on hold. Tuesday was primary day, but the morning after the election, El Paso County Commissioner Sally Clark barely seemed aware that she'd won.
It was hard this morning. I was getting congratulation notes from people who have been evacuated, and I'm like, how are you? What's going on? Are you okay? They're congratulating me for winning the primary, and I'm saying back to them, that's not important. How are you today?
Some of those evacuees made their way to the Fire Command Center today, seeking more information about their homes. Standing in front of a big map, Information Officer Greg Hewley tried to help them sort out the fire perimeter.
Well, let's see. Here's Garden of the Gods.
30th.
It'd be up about
right
here.
There.
Okay, so
you're
I live
well
right
out
at the corner of Centennial.
Okay. 30. So just because it's inside the fire line does not guarantee that it's lost, okay?
Officials are urging evacuees to be patient. They say the fire is too active to start giving people exact addresses of the homes burned. That wasn't good enough for Nolan Brown. He says he's grateful to firefighters for the work they're doing, but...
Take a picture. You've been flying, you got helicopters over there, you got airplanes flying over there, you got infrared, you got police patrolling. That should be something very important to a question and answer. That's what we want to hear.
Nolan knows the fire got into his Foothills neighborhood yesterday, but until he gets precise information, there's nothing he can do but wonder.
You know, I think it's a hit or miss. You know, I've heard that 3 houses will be burned and 1 will be spared. You know, you want that 1 to be spared to be yours, but you also feel for your neighbors. You know, so no matter what, it's going to be bad.
All of Colorado Springs is bracing for bad. Now they're just hoping that the weather complies before bad gets worse. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Colorado Springs.